holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're back with us. We're glad that you're going over to podbean.com and downloading the broadcast. And so today we have a great reading. The great reading is coming from 1 Timothy chapter 4, we'll start at verse number 9. 1 Timothy chapter 4, starting at verse number 9. If you ever wondered what your church is supposed to be doing, here's a great map to doing that. It's an outline. It's a great outline. This is what the Holy Ghost said, even though this was a letter to Timothy, you know. But this, the Holy Ghost speaks, because it didn't stop with Timothy. It stops when God says it stops. So it goes from Timothy to us. And this is what it says. Verse number 9. This is a true, trustworthy saying, and everyone should accept it. So whatever's about to be said, it's trustworthy, it's true, and everyone, this is not just the saints, this is everyone should accept it. This is why we work hard and continue to struggle, for our hope is in the living God, not in a dead God, a living God, the living God, who is the Savior of all people, and particularly of all believers. So it's not just talking about the believers, it's talking about everybody. He's the Savior of all people. And why am I saying that? Well, I'm not saying anything, because the Holy Ghost does all the talking. You know, civil rights leaders and politicians and whatever you want to look at, they are not the Savior. They're not. I don't care what they promise you and what they say to you. They are not the Savior. The Savior is the living God. And there's only one of Him. That's Jesus. And so He's the Savior of all people, particularly of all believers. Verse number 11. Teach these things and insist that everyone learn them. It says it again. Everybody should accept it in verse 9. And then in number 11, it says this: teach these things and insist that everyone learn them. Number 12, don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. So your age shouldn't have anything to do with it. You know how they say we have some young fools, we have some old fools. And that's true. But here it says, just because you're young, don't let people discredit you. Don't give them permission in your mind to hurt your feelings. Oh, no. Teach them these things and insist that everyone learn them. Don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. Be an example. There you go. There it is. Be an example. Be an example. Be an example to all believers in what you say. So what you say, back it up by being an example. So when you talk, make sure you're an example. Be an example to all believers in what you say, and here's the better part, in the way you live. In the way you live. in the way you live. Be an example to all believers in what you say, comma, in the way you live, in your love, your faith, and your purity. That's how you be an example in what you say, in the way you live, in your love, your faith, and your purity. So faith is not, you know, you trusting somebody else to do something and whatever. No. It's all about you having faith in who? The living God. You having faith in only him. Everybody else and everything else is secondary. Nothing is guaranteed. Only thing that is guaranteed is with God. Don't let anyone think less of you because you're young. Be an example. See, you're not too young to be an example. You're not too young. You're not too old. Always be an example to all believers in what you say and in the way you live, in your love, in your faith, and your purity. 13, until I get there, focus on reading the scriptures to the church. Notice he didn't say go and study the scriptures. He said read the scriptures to the church. Because God gives the understanding. See, that you're not going to be able to study and get an understanding of the scriptures. You're never going to be able to do that. You'll never be able to do it. If God don't give you the understanding, you will never get it. 13 again, until I get there, focus on reading. Focus on reading the scriptures to the church, encouraging the believers and teaching them. See that? Reading the scriptures to the church, encouraging the believers and teaching them. You know, we can have choir rehearsal, we can have prayer meetings and all that other. But these are the things that he says to focus on. Now, remember, the church is supposed to be a house of prayer. So not only does the building, when we come together, we are in prayer, but we're in prayer as a church. We are a church, a group of baptized believers, flesh and blood, the earth. We are the ones who are praying that God may hear our voices from heaven and change the land and heal the land and everything. This is what we're doing. Until I get there, focus on reading the scriptures to the church, encouraging the believers and teaching them. 14, do not neglect the spiritual gift you received through the prophecy spoken over you when the elders of the church laid their hands on you. Give your complete attention to these matters. Throw yourself into your tasks so that everyone will see your progress. Throw yourself into all your tasks so that people can see your progress. Throw yourself into your tasks so that everyone will see your progress. Not just the believers, but everyone. Unbelievers and believers alike, they need to see your progress. But they won't see your progress. They won't see it if you're not an example. See, if you won't be an example, then how will they see the progress? Because with you being an example, you're being an example in what you say and then the way you live, your love and your faith and your purity. A lot of these churches that I run across and I meet, I mean, they mean well and they can only do what they know. But a lot of them won't be an example in these areas. You know, they'll be an example in their faith, but they won't be an example in the way they live. They'll be an example in their love, but they won't be an example in their purity. That's where we live. And so we can't make anybody do anything, but all we can do is what he said. Make sure you focus on what? Reading the scriptures to the church and encouraging believers and teaching them. Focus on reading the scriptures to the church, encouraging the believers and teaching them. Verse number 16. Keep a close watch on how you live and on your teaching. How you live and on your teaching. How you live and on your teaching. Stay true to what is right for the sake of your own salvation and the salvation of those who hear you. keep close. Keep close. Keep a close watch on how you live. Not me keep a close watch on how you live. You keep a close watch on how you live. You do that. Many times we put that on the pastor and all the teachers at the church to keep us in line. No, they're there to, you know, to be that dog to make noise when they see us going the wrong way. But that's our job. That's our job to keep our eyes on how we're living. We keep a close watch on how we live and how we teach on our, and what we're teaching. We make sure what we're teaching, we're living by it so that we can be that example. Stay true to what is right for the sake of your own salvation. Stay true to it for your own salvation and the salvation of those who hear you. You see that? We cannot just do what we want to do and then expect God to move. And then that's why, you know, 9 times out of 10, we see no progress in our churches. No get up, no go, no real, no right. All we ever do is do and pander to what people want, as opposed to reading the scriptures to them, encouraging the believers, and teaching them. While we're doing that, we're an example. If we never do anything, please always be an example. Even if you're not going to church, be an example. Be an example. Yeah, listen, even if we go back to verse number 6, let's go up to verse number 6. If you explain these things to the brothers and sisters, Timothy, you will be a worthy servant of Christ Jesus, one who is nourished by the message of faith and the good teaching you have followed. Verse number 7, do not waste time arguing over godless ideas and old wives' tales. Instead, train yourself to be godly. Physical training is good, but training for goodness is much better, promising benefits in this life and in the life to come. This is a trustworthy saying. Now it goes right back into what we were talking about before. And everyone should accept it. That's what everyone should accept. Don't waste your time talking about godless ideas and old wives' tales. Remember, training for godliness is good. And we're out of time. Do not give up. No matter what happens in your life, do not give up. I don't care if you're living in a box. Do not give up. Always push to be righteous and do what God says above all else.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.